boy, okay after truck runs overhead. I repeat, boy, okay after truck runs over his head. 11-year-old boy, okay after a truck ran over his head. I can just hear his dad right now. You're okay. You're all right. You can just hear the dad. Get up. You're fine. It was just a Ford F-150. Shake it off. Shake it off. They weren't even new tires. Buck up. If you're going to let a truck rolling over your head phase you, what the hell in life are you ever going to be able to handle? It's not like it parked on your noggin permanently. Not like it repeatedly backed over your melon. It was a one-time deal. Up and over your head. Get on with your life. What were you doing lying on the street in the first place for, huh?
You told me to, Daddy. You said if I put my ear to the asphalt, I could hear sewer workers below ground.
I was kidding, you idiot. If I told you to jump off a bridge, would you? Get over here. Wipe that tread off your face, freak. Kid's okay. He was released from a hospital. He has road rash on his face, it says here. Ever had road rash on your face? I think this is the first person I've ever encountered who had road rash on his face and lived to tell about it. After the truck ran over him, they found the kid's face halfway buried in asphalt. He lifted up his head. He said, "My head hurts." Pa said, "Yeah, and your face has road rash. Now get up and shovel some snow, kid. Come on, quit your griping. When I was a boy, we used to do that for entertainment. We used to have our friends back over our heads all the time. We loved it." KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, back after top of the hour news and local chit-chat with Wildcat.